Hey everybody.
No.
We have a podcast for you today. We are Chesco and Reagan, and this is Bad Advice Wednesday.
Have you taken a sleeping pill? You're like,
All
everybody.
right. Hey, cool cats and kids. Welcome to the Chesco and Reagan, Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater Radio Variety Show. I am Chesco, the non-man hatinist, Mr. Pick Me-est, already been picking. And today on my Zoom, we have.
Reagan, aka the man hater, I am stunned, too stunned to speak. Because why are those the two options? It was either like, hey, and then like, oh, radio hour.
Well, either I talk in my normal voice like this, or I kind of mask it and just
Can
chill.
you imagine if that
You're a
was your
cool
normal
guy. I'd
voice?
be, hey, everybody, what's going on?
Hey.
Oh, it's nice to finally relax.
I've been
Hi.
meaning to talk to you. I don't think this relationship is working out.
This is not good. Can we be serious here for a second? I have an issue with what you've been saying.
I've stolen your identity.
I think I've changed to Casey Kasem.
Oh, God. Well, since that went so well, Chesco, tell us what we'll be talking about today.
We are talking about what not to say on the way home from a date.
Ooh.
Theme
Theme
song?
song?
You want bad advice, man? I'll give it out
I got
gladly.
some good advice for
You know you don't. Like, no, you don't. I got some good advice for you.
No, you don't.
Like, no, you don't.
Shit.
All right, so her name is on TikTok, Kayla.G21. She was on a date with a fellow, and on the way, and apparently during the date, he was not happy with how she acted.
Oh, I love to hear that.
And this is one of those ones where I think we can stop it, and we can either, I don't think we need to play the whole thing in a row. I think we can kind of, when you have something to say, give me a little
Oh,
something.
ding.
And we can stop and talk about it because there is a lot to say, and there's a lot of, there's so many, this goes on a whole journey of toxic things that would be fun to talk about.
Okay.
So he starts off with, "Can I be honest about something?" Which you know
Okay.
is never
If you
going
have to
to
ask,
be
it's
cool.
probably not good.
"Can I be honest about something? I'd rather you not."
No.
Not on, this is our first date. Just keep the mask on. Let's save this for a little while after this.
You definitely want to know whatever the information is. If someone says, "Can I be
Yeah.
honest?" you need to know what they're going to
And
say.
I should say, like, the thing is, my critique is don't say this, but also if this is what you truly believe, what he's about to say, then please, for the love of God, say it on the first
Say it
date so
early.
move on from it. Anyway, okay, wait, I'll start over.
I'm
Sorry.
so scared.
Can I be honest about something? I was just thinking that you were going to be a little more calm, which is what I'm looking for.
Can
But
you give like an example of how I
yeah.
wasn't quote unquote calm?
Okay, yeah. The table next to us singing happy birthday, and then you obnoxiously singing happy birthday out loud with them was kind of embarrassing.
So it gets worse. How would you feel if someone on the way home from your first date said, "Can I be honest with you?" and then said you ob not just you sang with them,
Right.
you obnoxiously sang with them when they were singing happy birthday.
Well, one, that's your perception of it. Like, how obnoxious, unless she was, standing on top of the table, be like, "Happy birthday!" Like, I doubt
See
it.
your face, happy birthday. Like when my child will do that to
Yeah.
me, like yeah. But
But also the idea that someone who just met you feels comfortable critiquing and attempting to control your behavior right away, as if you're living up to their expectation, is never a good thing.
No. And you're gonna hear why he does that in
Oh.
a second. You're gonna, okay, let's go.
Oh.
That was very inappropriate to me and honestly immature.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I feel like if it's not a good match, that's totally fine. I just feel like you unloading on me right now is just a lot for meeting each other 3 hours ago.
So first off, awesome for her, because I think especially she's a passenger in this guy she just
Ugh.
met's car.
You know, too, like it's such an awkward, like the reason why you bring this up in this situation is because you know you're doing it because they're in a very helpless situation. You're driving fast in a car, they have no control over where they're going.
A literal captive audience, yes.
Yeah. It's one of those things,
Literally.
right? Like, I mean, I guess theoretically it could be not that, but I think that's you're like, okay, this is the perfect time. You need to hear what I have to say right now.
It's also very telling. I feel like, even in my own experience, controlling men love to yell at you in the car because they won't call you out in public as much as they'll wait until it's just you and him, and so that no one can see how controlling they were being, and they're almost off the record. And that's really scary. The fact that, he didn't talk to her in the moment, he waited till they were alone, and he was in control of a whatever ton vehicle.
And assuming this is real, too, I feel like I wonder if she was recording herself from like before this conversation started for her own safety. Like I don't know. I don't want to read too much into it, but like
Yeah.
like I said, assuming it's real, why? Because it started right at the beginning of him saying, "Can I be honest with you?"
Right.
So that means it was recording. It's not like she was like perfectly timed to hit record on her phone, right? There had to be
Yeah.
some reason why she was already recording
Started to record, yeah.
this, assuming it's real.
Assuming it's real.
I always say, because you know there's no way to tell.
Sure.
This does feel real, though,
Yeah.
just what you're about to hear, especially. But there was already, I'm assuming, signs that she felt that for her own safety or just for her own well, like just to have a record of something that she
Yeah.
decided to discreetly record what was happening in this moment. So let's keep on going.
But communication is important, obviously, right? That's key to a relationship. So I'm communicating how I feel.
Okay.
This is how I feel. And moving forward, beautiful personality. Obviously, you're a beautiful girl, but you acting like that isn't what I want to marry.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, wait. Wait. Why are we talking about marriage?
I know. On the very, but also it's the we've talked about before, the weaponizing of like therapy terms, or even
Yes.
of like good relationship terms. Like,
Yep.
well, I am communicating what I want. This is a positive. He's like, I need you to know I'm going to say this word right here, that so that you know that if you're not okay with what me saying right here, you're the bad person. I am communicating a boundary that I did not like that you did this thing, right? And it's so obvious what he's doing.
It's the whole idea of like, if I say something calm enough and with the right words, I should be able to say whatever I want to say. And like the reframing of, I'm going to tell you were obnoxious, into this is me communicating. Don't you want this? Don't you want communication? I just need to tell you how I feel. If you take that the wrong way, you're the problem. Like,
Do you want me to hold in everything until I blow up
and
in
hit
a
you,
fit of
like,
violence? Look what you made me do. I mean, that's literally, I mean, obviously we're taking it like to the extreme, but that's
not
the,
far.
it's not, because the sign, there's a reason why there are signs and sim like red flag, like literal red flags, right? The difference, we always talk about the difference of red flags between men and women, right? The red flags of this kind of stuff is that is over controlling violence possibly, and all, you know, just being a captive to this person, versus the red flag for a woman or for a man is like, oh man, she wants my money.
She's a gold digger. I don't have any gold, but she would for sure dig for it.
She'll leave me if I don't have money that I don't have now. But if she knows that I'm lying about it, she's not gonna stay.
This idea that he's gone on one date with her and he's like, I just want to let you know, singing for somebody's birthday is not the type of lady I want to marry. You're like, what are you talking about, man? I feel more like you want to know you can control me. And that's the type of woman you want to marry. So you're gonna just pick this one thing. Like, I can't imagine feeling like it. Like, either you can date her or not, right? Like, you could say you don't want to date her again, but to think you have the right to then critique who she is. And he also says that she's lovely, like beautiful, your beautiful personality. I thought you just said I was being obnoxious.
No, he's like, I think you're beautiful. Now I want you to change everything about yourself so that I can have
Right.
this thing I think that I so that you will be my something I can wear on my arm
Be
without
my
me being
doll.
embarrassed. Yeah, please. Anyway, let's keep it going.
So I'm just
And
trying to put you in check. so that you
I don't really think I like that specific verbiage.
Oh, sorry. So I'm not trying to put you in shame. I'm just trying to make you aware so that you and I can maybe progress and see where this goes and give.
No.
And you noted that, like, we already talked about, like, the weaponizing of terminology and stuff. So he said what he actually believed.
Yeah.
It was like, I'm just want to put you in check. And she's like, she calls him out on it. She's like, I don't like that verbiage at all.
Right.
Right. And then he's like, oh shit, I said what I actually believe. I'm supposed to say, I'm informing you about this. I don't remember what exactly did he say. It was
making you aware.
I want to make you aware so that if we progress, right, it's not, oh no, I'm not checking you. I'm communicating as someone who cares about you deeply and wants this to work out so that you're aware. So, cause you wouldn't want to hurt me in the future if you care about me.
He also is making himself the authority here. Like, I need to put you in check because I am in control. And I get to say what you should and shouldn't do. Clearly, she's not putting him in check, right? He gets to say. And then if we want this relationship to progress, like, if I'm going to keep seeing you, which I don't know if I'm going to or not.
If I'm going to bless you with me, with my me as a relationship, with me as a partner.
Right. This, like, very viral, huge platform, beautiful, talented person, seemingly, who is literal Disney princess. If I'm gonna continue to see you,
you did swipe right on me, so or left, is it, which one's good? I don't remember. You swiped good on me.
Good.
You did good swipes on me.
Chesco, no. Right.
You liked me, so clearly that means you want me.
And I have the control now.
Everything I say. This, but what he's repeating, and this is what I talk about on my channel, you talk about on your channel a lot, is this is these dating coaches. He's literally badly repeating all of the shit that they're telling. That's the reason we respond to them, the reason we critique them is because he's like, nobody actually wants this stuff. And he's like, oh no, but Andrew Tate or one of his million lookalikes said that this is what women want. Because it shows you are in control and that you are assertive and that's what you need to lead her, right? To be the woman you want her to be. He's parroting this bullshit. And when you have anyone with an ounce of self-confidence, right? Or assuredness or that isn't just like, that it hasn't also bought into that bullshit that's been fed to them for whatever reason, then they're going to see it for what it is and call him out like she does.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's also like interesting because they never go for quiet people. Like he's saying, I thought you'd be quiet. She has a social media platform.
Right.
So I assume she's not that quiet. And yet instead of just writing it off as incompatible or going for a quiet person, which I haven't seen that she presents herself to be quiet. He would rather go for someone who is more loud and has more of a fun personality and then control her. And I think that's a very sick outlook.
Cause it's not even like like you said, I'm assuming he saw her online, her persona, who she is, her energy. And I feel like really it's not that he's embarrassed. It's not, and this is me agreeing with you. It's not that he doesn't like that about her. It's like, oh, this is a core feature of your personality, and if I need to assert myself over that feature of you to make sure that I am the dominant power or partner in this relationship, because if I can get you to do that, then I can get you to do anything, right? Then I can get you to follow me, whatever I say.
And they also pick something that is usually very unchangeable and hard to nail down. So I think we talked about this before, like loyalty. You're like, okay, well, I don't do anything like to cheat on you, but then it can become talking to another man or whatever. And in this case, it's like, what are you talking about? Like you thought I'd be more quiet, but I sing for somebody's birthday. It's like they pick something that's like like almost abstract and hard to understand. And it's also something that you can't change quickly because it is hard to like nail down what they're asking of you. So
then
they
you
pick
also
things.
Start second guessing everything
yes.
at that point.
They pick things that are core elements of who you are.
I cannot imagine having the confidence to tell someone this.
From
like
his side of
guy,
it?
From his side. Like man,
what
like
the
I
hell?
And this is like I especially on a first date, like I'm such a people pleaser in general, but especially when it was like I was going on a date. I was always I don't know how to hide who I am as a person, but I would not like I was like I'm always like, oh, can I want you to know how much I like you. Like I need you to know, probably too much, like how great I think you are. As but the there's multiple videos I've seen that talk about, oh no, you need to demean them basically. You
Oh,
need to let
100%.
them know that the things that are they like about themselves because they won't stay with you if they have high self-confidence.
The unchecked ego of a mediocre man. There's something about it. I mean,
Yeah.
we should all be so confident
So
because
confident.
just to be like, hey, I just want to say, I expected you when I ordered you from the woman's store. I expected that this model would be quiet. But you saying it, like, I just can't imagine. Like, a first date, someone being so critical of you and demanding change is crazy at all. Because the answer is like, just don't go on another date. But to have the thing that they got mad about. The reason
God.
you're getting yelled at in the car is because you sang for a child's birthday.
If I had the confidence of a mediocre white man, I would take over the world. And then I know I am a mediocre white man, but I don't
but you
have the
just don't have the
confidence of them.
confidence.
I don't have the confidence of them. I could do so many things.
Oh, you got most of that. Most of it, just not the ego. So better luck next time. Maybe listen more to him and see if you can pick
and
it
I
up.
And I fooled another one. Here we go.
You're so dumb.
Maybe progress and see where this goes and give it another chance.
One more thing.
Sorry.
It was a little six-year-old girl. She was very excited. And
but was that your family or did you know anyone?
No, I just feel like the energy that you're giving off right now is very like bah humbug. I don't feel like there's anything wrong with spreading a little joy. And she seemed very happy that I was singing along too. I'm sorry if that rubbed you the wrong way. That wasn't my intention.
I want to take a sophisticated moment.
Okay.
That's classy. That's not going to get loud.
Oh,
especially
okay.
when we're on our first date. You're mine.
He keeps on letting the dark shit slip too. Like because he's not just saying because he's trying to say the things that he thinks will be manipulative. That like I want you because you would want to be a sophisticated, classy woman, right? Everybody wants that. You're mine. But he lets that really scary shit slip.
He's gotten the core messaging, but he hasn't gotten the manipulation right yet, right? He's not, if he's taking the take course, he's missed that a little bit. Because that's the thing is, the men that are successful at this don't say it so blatantly, especially so early. He just met this girl. Not that I'm giving them tips, but like.
Listen, guys, if you want to manipulate someone, here's what you need to do.
Listen here. It's so bizarre. He's attacking her for so many reasons. I thought it was because she thought she'd be quiet, but now it has to do with class and sophistication. And it's like, you're just making shit up, my guy. I bet if we turned you, you're in tan cargo shorts. That's what I bet. And a button up. So don't tell me about class and sophistication.
Pink polo, double polo. That was a fad for a while.
What year is it?
Yeah, but she's like, she's literally also like, apparently, like, I don't know if she just cosplays or whatever, but like a Disney princess, like you said.
Yeah.
Like the idea of this, like, person.
You're
that
not
can
sophisticated.
Sing and you're not, but also, that's if you're dating someone or going on a date with someone that you know has that persona online that does that stuff, and then you're appalled that they would be a princess to a 6-year old, that they would join in oh my God.
It was like, oh, yeah, the person who entertains children, you sang for a child's birthday to make them happy?
Disgusting.
Were you in that family? No.
I'm looking for someone I can marry to be the mother of my children. How are you going to be nice to kids? That's not someone I want. Someone that's loving to strangers.
Like, did this man see her as like Aurora or like Sleeping Beauty and be like, Oh, that's the same character. Aurora and Cinderella, and be like, so she's quiet and she just waves and she walks around in fancy dresses. That's the lady I want.
I get it. And I'm
That's.
her prince.
I'm her prince who
I am her
controls her every
prince.
move.
And as a prince, I deserve someone of extreme sophistication who
Yeah,
only
it's
sings and
clearly.
dances on video
Yeah.
and not actually in public. I need you to have two separate
But we'll
personalities.
shut that down also, because you can't
Yes.
have your own thing.
No. Yes, we're going to get rid of that page. You don't want to post yourself on the internet. Other men can see you on the internet.
Do you know people can see that besides me?
Which you know would happen, which
No, he would
absolutely would be the
absolutely
next
shut it down.
step. Like, yeah.
Well, and I think it's sad. I don't, I'm not trying to critique her analysis of literally her own experience. That's not at all what I'm saying. But I do think it's interesting that the conversation then becomes, you're a bah humbug. You're like a curmudgeon. You're not letting me have fun. This was a fun moment. Because I think it's so much more than that. I think
Right.
it is probably he didn't like that she was having fun, but he's also controlling her.
Right,
He's
right.
also telling her how she should be despite having just met her. And there's
Right.
so much more to it, and there's so many undertones to this that aren't just like, oh, like was I too loud? I was having too much
Right,
fun.
I'm
I'm sure he would say that, but
Well,
it's
oh,
like
absolutely.
there's so much more to it. Let's keep going.
Okay.
'Cause there's, isn't there another video?
There's we're only in video one of this.
When we were on the date, it was between me and you. I felt like
What?
you, okay, you're not mine, but on the date, it was a one-on-one situation, and you were
Oh my God.
wearing that for other people to be able to see you.
I think it's also super weird the way some men expect you're theirs. I mean, he literally said you're mine. And even in this experience, he's like, I took you on this date, as if he that in that moment on that date, she should not have any other feelings. She should not be interacting with anybody else. I take you on this date. I own you for this amount of time.
And you could tell it, I don't, conscious or not, he's testing it. He's pushing
Oh,
a little
100%.
bit to see. And then when she responds, he goes, mine. She goes, look, I'm not mine. He goes, okay, well, maybe you're not mine, but let me rephrase it in a way that could be less toxic or sound less toxic, right? That's just as toxic,
Yeah.
but and also let's talk about your clothes. Let's talk about what you're wearing, because that's inappropriate when you're dating a man like me.
God, I wish we saw what he looked like. But
Yeah.
I think you're 100% right. I think he's going down the checklist. He's attacked her for being too loud. He's attacked her for not being classy or sophisticated enough, not paying enough attention to him, and now her outfit. All of those things. And honestly, it feels like it's a checklist because some of the things don't even make sense. Because he's like, this
No.
is supposed to be me and you, and you're bringing a 6-year-old into it. What?
Like, what did they join? Did they then welcome the
Come
family to their
sit.
table? Come on, everybody. Oh, good. She's like, please, just please,
Help
please,
me.
please come over here. Maybe she did. Maybe she's like, oh, God, don't let me leave me alone with
SOS.
this man.
Well, I also think part of the problem here, and maybe why he's so unhinged, is he is getting pushed back, I think, in unexpected ways. I think he probably thought she would be caught so off guard because I think that's the element that these men bank on that element. And speaking from experience, I have not like that bad, but I've definitely had men say things to me that I was so surprised by. I was like, oh, what did I do? Was I being obnoxious? I thought I was just, I think he probably thought that was what the outcome was going to be, and that's the intended outcome. Like you being confused and questioning yourself is the outcome. It's not a side effect. It's the root reason they're doing it. I bet he expected her to more so be questioning herself, and instead she's firing back, and she's getting him on word choice, and she is not letting a single thing lay. And I think that's part of the reason that he's getting so flustered and being so blunt is because like he probably didn't expect that, and he's like, no, I just,
Oh,
you're
whoa.
mine.
Yeah. I almost wonder if, like, and this is might lead into why she was recording, if it was like leading up to this, if it was like he noticed it's not going well. And so he's
Yeah.
like, this is like, all right, well, this is my chance to.
Power.
Oh, it must not be going well because I'm not asserting myself as a dominant alpha in this enough, which when it probably he was trying to pull that shit all night long, and it was just not working the right way. So he's like, okay, let's try it this way. Let me tell you everything wrong with you and why you're a bad person and why you're dressing inappropriately and why you made me feel terrible when all I wanted to do was make you happy.
Also, I do want to go on another date. I have absolutely shredded you,
I
but
let's no, hold on, you're jumping ahead. Can we get
oh,
the
I
video
am.
too?
Oh, I don't
So,
know what's
because
I have not everyone I have not seen. I've been tagged and I've waited and here we are. So I am this is new to me.
So I will say that your spot, like, because this sounds like he's like, this is not going to work out, right? Because any sane, I don't know, sane stuff, any rational human being would hear, oh, I don't like anything about you or how you're dressed, and would hear that as, oh, okay, so you're just
You're an
saying you don't
asshole,
want it,
and it's
you're not,
over.
and it's over. So let's hear, this is the start of video number two.
You're wearing that for other people to be able to see you because let's be clear, you're trying to impress only one person. It looked to me like you were trying to impress the whole room with you yelling and carrying on wearing what you were wearing. Like you succeeded. I'm sure you got a lot of attention. I just don't like that kind of attention.
I hate this. I hate
Oh,
this.
so much.
It's literally. I think it's so disgusting because these men, these type of men that think this way, will go for the most engaging, beautiful, kindest, funniest, like women that light up a room. And then they get on a date with them by some miracle. These women actually want to spend any time with these men and sit them down and be like, all those great things about you, I actually hate. I hate everything that makes you special and I want to crush you.
That was the whole setup, was that, right? And now the and now we shift, and it's so predictable that now we
Literally.
shift to, so it's first off, here's all the wonderful things about you, about why you should feel bad about them. And now let's talk about why you do them. Let me psychologically break you down and say, let me explain to you, because you probably don't understand why you're doing these really embarrassing things. So let me literally mansplain your personality to you and explain to you what psychologically you must be going through in order to what you wanted attention and you got it. You got it. Did that make you feel better?
Listen here, woman. Listen. I know I just met you a mere hours ago, but I'm basically Dr. Phil, okay? Not
Please
only do
tell me.
I not only do I know everything about you, but I'm gonna tell you why you did it, 'cause your tiny woman mind can't possibly comprehend
Finally.
who you are and the life you have led. You're led your
Oh.
entire life. So let me tell you why you're doing it. It's because you want attention. Did you get it? Did you get attention? You got it, did you? I mean, what happened at this restaurant that like did men come up to her and be like, "Oh, look at you, lady. You're gorgeous." You know, it's like she's just existing. And not only that, like she's existing and trying to have to create a great experience for a little kid. And now all of a sudden she's demanding attention and you got it. Like that's such a
And
condescending,
does he
nasty thing.
expect her reaction to just be like, "Oh, you're right. I never, how could I have never have realized that you were there all along? I was just putting myself into the world, needing their attention and their energy when all I needed was you. You were the one. I'm so, how could I have done this to you?"
You know what it is, though? These men are such white bread, mayonnaise, boring snooze fests that in order for anyone to look at them, they would have to be like, look at me, I'm doing, I'm dancing, I'm singing. And so when a woman is existing and is interesting, they're like, oh,
Naturally captivating and just has that person out.
she must be trying to get attention because people are looking at her.
Because
And the
the
only.
only reason I would do that is because I want people to look at me and tell me how great I am.
Well, it's like the only reason I ever have people looking at me is if I'm actively trying to make it happen versus women just existing deal with that all the time. Almost against, almost and always, almost always against their will and without their consent.
And the only reason you would have wore an outfit that makes you look nice is because you clearly want other people looking at you, as opposed to that it makes you feel good about yourself, or that you looked in the mirror and were like, hey, I really like how I look.
No, it's as if he wants her to wear like a little like tent or something where only he can see her hot outfit.
Even though she clearly wasn't wearing those outfits, and probably her, if it was a dating profile or in her social media. No, this is the first time he's ever seen her dress like this.
They go for these women. They want women who dress nice, look nice, are funny, are interesting, and then they crush them. Because everybody's always like, well, why don't they just go for quiet, more conservative women? Like, why don't they just go for Susie Homemaker? It's like, because they want to break her. They want to crush her. They enjoy the crushing. They want the entire relationship to be them, the women going against their own instincts and fighting against it, and then trying to get their approval, which is impossible. And they also want women who aren't used to being critiqued like that.
I also wonder, and this makes a lot of sense, I think, in my mind, that the guys are so used to, or a lot, certain guys, once again, I
Thank
think we have
you.
to stop there.
Not all men, is that what
Guys
you're
of a
saying?
certain ilk are, I don't even know if that's the right term. Anyways, certain guys, not all men, will learn that women don't like who they are, and so they put on this, they knowingly, like, not like accidentally, but knowingly create a fake persona online to attract someone who might want to date with them. And so the idea that someone, that a woman they're dating, that they might actually be the person they put online, and that it might actually be difficult to change it about them, is honestly a shock to them, because they're like, oh, I could change this, because I this isn't who I am anyways, right? Of course I'm going to change that.
Jessica, what do you think the odds are that this man has entrepreneur as his job
And no
on his
pronouns.
dating site? It's like they're always putting up a front and then they meet authenticity and they can't stand it.
Like, oh God,
Well, they're
that's
like,
you just.
I'll crush you. I have to.
Yeah, I
Like,
have to, because you're gonna cheat on me. Because the say you, if you have a personality and are outgoing, and you know that there's. What?
Alpha Dom?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You can't
How could I
not.
forget Alpha
I
Dom?
know.
With his,
Blech.
he is all these women, and he has his ropes, right? It's
In the Victoria's Secret models he
really
dates.
impressive. Yeah.
The reason, his origin story, you know what the two things were?
What?
The two things were he had like struggles with women, and then but the second main thing was infidelity. He had dealt with infidelity. I'm like, exactly. They're all like got cheated on one time in seventh grade, and they're like, that's it. I hate women and I will only trick them and into getting with me. And then I'll lie about how many women they are, and then I'll sell that to other men who also won't get with women. And there's my entrepreneur spirit. Let's keep going.
So just moving forward,
Okay, and
just moving
that's
forward.
and that's so okay. No, I actually don't think there is a moving forward, to be so real with you. This attitude that you're giving right now is not the kind of man that I would want to date. So
Is
we
it
can just
attitude, or is it me being truthful?
Is it me being truthful that you have a problem with? Is that what it is? You can't handle the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's like it's maybe that's your truth. I doubt it because here we are on this date. But it's your horrible attitude. It's that you're a bad person. It's that you're a controlling person. It's that you're an asshole at the end of the day. You're an asshole. And I love that it's such a common tactic from these men is to be like, I'm just being honest. I'm just honest. And people can't handle that. It's like, no,
Truth
you're
hurts.
the truth hurts. I'm like, no, you're an asshole. It is your truth. It is never the actual truth.
You know, Reagan, if anything, I'm offended because I told you what I want and you aren't giving it to me. Mommy
Hey,
always gives it to me. When I say I want my toy, mommy gives it to me.
get this
And
man's mother.
you are being unruly. And I, quite frankly, and oh, that's when I call her the B
And
word, right?
then he calls her the B word, and then he says, I didn't want to say
I
that.
didn't
You
want to,
made
you
me.
made me say that. Truth hurts. Truth hurts.
They put horrific, controlling, misogynistic viewpoints under the guise of truth. And it's never truth. It's whatever crazy perception or falsehood that they've decided, and then they try and force it on you, and then you say, no, I don't agree with that. And they say, well, it's just the truth. It's like, that may be your truth because you're misogynist, but it's not like the truth.
You know, no man's ever going to want to be with you if you keep doing this, right? So
That's the
you better st
truth.
just stop now, settle for my ass, because I mean, if you're going to keep doing this, maybe I'm your last shot. Do you buy that?
I am going to date you. That's the truth.
Right.
That's
That's the
the
truth.
truth. So,
You're going to
yes.
change everything about who you are that I theoretically liked and chose
Five
to.
seconds ago.
5 seconds ago, and you're gonna be mine for only me alone, and you're not gonna talk to anybody or let anybody see that you're actually a vibrant person with a good personality. No, you are going to just be my captive, which is really what it is. You're gonna hide your body, you're gonna hide your personality, and you're gonna forget everything about who you are, what makes you a beautiful person, so that I can be happy, because all that matters is my happiness.
And my truth.
Oh,
What I
fucking.
say is true.
So I am so fucking terrified that I have two daughters that are going to enter and the dating world eventually and be exposed to this bullshit that you can't always see on the surface, right? That is not always apparent when you decide to go on that date. And it's so, I mean, I'm upset regardless, not just because I have daughters, but that irks me so much.
What works is what she's doing, though, which is questioning it the second you hear it. If you hear something weird, question it. And they crumble usually because they're not prepared to answer that question with anything, because they're already being deceptive and they know they're being deceptive. So if you ask them what the truth is, all they ha they're like, oh, well, I did I don't have a lie for that. I only
And that's
have
what
the
you can
first
hear. You
lie.
can hear the panic, and he
Yeah.
backtracks when
That's why it
she's
gets meaner.
oh, yep. And so he starts on, and he's like, "I'm gonna keep saying this,
Yeah, I'm gonna
and
be meaner.
I'm gonna double down. I'm gonna triple down." All right, here we go.
I think there's a way that you can deliver information that isn't the way that you're delivering it. And clearly, like, it didn't work out. So you could have just said, hey, I had fun. I don't think it's a match. Like, best of luck. Wish you no
And
ill will.
I had a good time. I had a good time. I just don't think that you were doing things that me in the future would, want to continue to happen. So I'm telling you now, these are the things I want you to fix.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's where you got me messed up.
This is not build-a-be, okay? Like, this is this idea of, like, instead of, because she makes a really valid point here, which is that if you're on a date with someone and you don't feel compatible, even if you're being a raging asshole like this guy is, then the next thing is then you don't date them again. But instead, this man feels so entitled that he thinks he has the right to get her to change who she is as a person fundamentally, to completely transform her after a first date, and that she would want to be completely changed because he's so amazing. Lord knows she wants to go on a second date with him, that he has the right to do that.
It's a fundamental misunderstanding also of like what dating is. You're supposed to like date someone and like, oh, well, this didn't work out.
Right.
That because I date, and I think it's probably why I don't have any personally any toxic like I don't have any toxic ex story, like real toxic, like ones that like I've shared a couple like little ones that I probably should be more upset about, but I it's because I often feel like there are women. I'm not saying not all men are the ones, but it's usually because of something really terrible, like this guy, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like they change, something really bad happened. But I feel like a lot of the toxic ex mentality is because that they become this new person that they didn't that they once they drop the mask, right? Once they drop the person they pretended they were.
Yeah.
In that or they let the relationship go on for far too long, knowing that there was no compatibility there, but that they wanted you still. So why? So they're like, well, I'm just gonna that'll change, right? Like that want or need to change somebody into being something wholly other than who they are, so that you can have the thing you want, which is not them. Like, because and that's what it is. It's them. To them is the physical outside.
Right.
Them in here is not the real you.
I can
That's
fix
not that
that.
can I can that's malleable, right?
There's nothing going around in a lady's head. I can fix that. Well, if you look at it, it's very interesting. What came to mind as you were talking about that is not all the time, because apparently we have to say that every time right
I
now.
know,
But
I know.
if you look at, like, when I see this type of behavior, a lot of times I see men getting in relationships with women and then trying to force them to change to be who they want, not based on being a good partner, but based on whatever crazy preference they have, usually based in dominance and control, right? And then I see women a lot of times pairing with men that they hope to change, but to be less like abusive or less mean, or get their life together, like help to aid them in better being better people from the sense of like a morality, or be better partners to them. So in that case, the person being damaged is them. And it's so interesting that when men do it more often than trying to like get in relationships with women who treat them badly, what they want is, yeah, I'm getting a relationship with you, but I want you to be my perfect doll, and I want you to be whatever I want. And I am the dominant one in this relationship, so you should just have to change whatever you want. It's like, I'm going to pick you and then mold you, versus like, oh, you're a fully fleshed out human being, and you know, you are who you are. I don't get to like customize you based on my preference. And it's so bizarre that instead of just acknowledging that, he's like, no, but I like the outside of you, and I like parts of you. So because I like you enough, you're going to change yourself because I'm the man. And that's what women do for men, because this is 1894.
and it's he uses the word fix, because then it the assumed premise is, because we both agree that it's a problem.
It's a problem.
It's something bad. We get that it's a flaw that you would want to fix, because clearly, because I said so.
Look at you.
All right, let's keep on.
That's where you got me messed up, because there's nothing that I did that I need to fix. I am who I am. And so you can actually just stop the car right now. I can get a ride.
But I'm already driving, so.
Just don't want to spend the next 30 minutes in a car with you after that presentation.
Okay, but I'm also not going to drop you off wearing what you're wearing in the middle of the road for you.
Yeah, I'm not going to drop you off wearing what you're wearing in the middle of the road.
So we're having it's a kidnapping now. This is a hostage situation.
That's literally, and that's the where it starts to get scary too. She's like, let me out. No, and it's, I'm going to kidnap you for your own protection.
I mean, it literally.
Like, you know how many guys like me are out there?
I felt a chill when she said, "I'm not being in the car for 30 more minutes." Because I'm like. How long have you been in the car?
Right.
How long will you be in the car? Because let's be honest, if you're on a date with someone, sometimes one of the scariest parts is being in the car. You are trapped in a enclosed space with someone for 30 minutes to an hour at times, and you have no control over the moving vehicle. So even if you were upset, how upset can you be, and how upset can you actually show? And then to have him say, basically, I'm not going to let you out of my car, even though you've requested to leave because you look slutty. Like, that's essentially what he's saying.
It's an implicit threat, too. He's
100%.
Like, oh, no, if I let you out, you're going to get hurt. Someone is going to. Because clearly, you're asking. Look what you're asking for. That's what he's putting in there by dressing that way.
Who is the blame on immediately in that situation? He doesn't say, because I want to keep you safe. He doesn't say, because men are terrible. Obviously, he's not going to say that. But it's because of the way that you're dressed. You would be asking for, like, you can already tell where this man finds the victim and the person to blame.
All right, there's like 30 seconds left.
Let's get through it.
Oh, okay. No, I actually, no.
Seriously.
No.
Hold on. Wait, why?
What do you mean?
What are you tripping? I was communicating with you, dude. I was communicating with how I felt. I'm not saying that I want this to be done. I'm just telling you what you did wrong and how we can fix this moving on.
You don't tell women what they do wrong on a first date. It just doesn't work out. And it, no, stop the car. I'm serious. That was actually.
You're seriously going to leave it. Wow.
Best of luck. Hope you find that conservative girl you're looking for.
So she runs out of the car at the end. So she opened the door first. You can see this in the bed. And he reaches across her and slams the door shut. He's like, no. I'm communicating to you. That's when he said,
Ew.
I'm letting you, I'm not saying I'm done.
I'm
And then
not
she
done
went
with
out.
you. You don't get to leave. Also, why does this guy think ordering a woman around and berating her is communicating? I'm communicating with you. No, you're actually attacking me in a locked cage, and I would like to get out of it. I can't believe she tries to get out and he slams the door. That is scary. Oh, no, you will not get out of this car. I'm communicating with you.
And that's the and then afterwards too, she's gonna think, what is that? Like, he knows where she lives, right? He still is
Oh,
there with
that's
the
so
car. There's
scary.
all that shit that goes into it.
Is she out at her house or is she out randomly?
No, she route ran. He said they're 30 minutes away. So she just got out of the car when he, I think he probably stopped at a
But
stoplight or
he
something.
might have picked her up, so then he
But he
knows where
probably
she is.
picked her up originally. Yeah, if he was driving her.
Hey,
That's why, and
friends.
that's why you, yeah,
Can
you
just
hear the
quick note,
advice.
please don't have people pick you up at your house. Like, have them pick you up at a neutral location, a little bit away from your house, because however the date goes, that person absolutely knows where you live. And you probably don't want that. I mean, there are people who, even it doesn't go terribly bad, but you still probably don't want them to know where you live. Like, please
No,
be careful. But not that it's on you, but I don't
No,
want
but just
anyone. Yeah.
you don't want to have that fear in your life if it turns out
Right.
if something like this were to happen. But
That's so scary.
yeah, it was genuinely like a horror movie the way this played out.
It's so telling. Like, I feel like so much of what we do is taking small examples of things and less extreme examples and saying, hey, I know this seems only like bad, but it gets really bad really quick down the line. And this is such a great example of it. It starts with him just being like, hey, you were a little obnoxious at the restaurant. And it ends with him saying, you're mine, and refusing to let her out of the vehicle, slamming the door when she tries to get out, and saying, I want a second date, and you don't get to leave. I'm communicating with you. Yikes, that's these little things don't live in a vacuum, and they're always a sign of deeper values. So if somebody is willing to be controlling and say you're obnoxious, then they feel the right to control you and degrade you. And what does that mean? You know, we have to look deeper because, like, I would like people to be able to escape. Now she's in a car, and that's why she couldn't. But at the first sign, at the obnoxious thing, I would love for women to feel empowered, or anyone to feel empowered to leave. Leave him.
Leave him. There we
Leave
go. Now leave
him.
him. And it's the things he's saying are so calculatedly ambiguous, especially if you're meeting anybody that's been outspoken. I'm sure you and I have been
What?
insecure about being obnoxious, about, because I'm sure I have been obnoxious, at times, or
Guilty.
been, and so you're picking at things that and especially in a society that tells women that it is bad to be out, to be loud, to be to have a personality, to be vivacious, to have whatever word term or adjective you want to use,
I
in a
like
society
vivacious.
that with misogyny at its core, that tells women that the proper way to live a feminine life, right, or a to be a proper, quote unquote, proper woman in our society, is to be quiet and reserved and to let your man lead, right? And so the second he starts saying these, he's hoping that enough of that structural bashing has been put into her subconscious that he can trigger it enough that she's going to think, oh man, maybe I was a little too loud. It wasn't, it's not that he's hoping there's enough leeway there that's okay. It's not that he doesn't like my personality. It's like, I know how I can get sometimes. I probably did a little too much. Luckily, she's self-confident enough that she's like, fuck you, dude. This is who I am. If you don't like it, you could have just gone. But like, that's his hope, is that if he tries it enough times, he can really kind of pick at those little undercurrents that have probably been said to her by other men, maybe even by her parents, by teachers, by whoever it is. She's religious, by pastors, right? By anybody in your life that you see as a authority figure, that you can parrot enough of that that you can get them to recoil and sacrifice the best parts of their personality.
Bars. Exactly. I think also to the point of what you're saying, when women have bad experiences with men, I feel like often we say, like, do they all have a playbook? Like they're all doing the same shit. Like, why do they attack the same ways and know just where to hit you? And if you've been with, an abusive man or just misogynistic man or whatever, they'll wound you in the same places. And I think one, obviously, if you're, I just kicked my desk. I think one, obviously, if,
Oh, embarrassing.
sorry, oh my God, was I too much? I think one, if they're misogynist, of course they have the same values as other misogynists, but it's more so than that. They benefit from the knowledge of the oppression women face. So they know that most women, to your point, have been called out for being not classy enough, not sophisticated enough, too loud, too bright, too fun, some form of slut shaming, like whatever. And so what these men then have to do is they just have to hit those. And one of them will probably stay, even if I'm sure he is that. I'm sure he does believe those things. But even if he didn't, he just needs an anchor to hold on to and something to make her insecure about to start to manipulate her, to take control over her. And so these men, all they really have to do is throw out like the top 10 things misogynists call women out on, and one will probably stick. And that's why you hear him saying very, it's like typical misogynist things that, like, why would anyone say that in one, like in one sitting? Like he's word vomiting. Like, how quickly can you say 10 misogynist talking points? But the point is, he probably thinks one of them will stick. Exactly to your point. He probably thinks, well, one of the she's insecure about one of these because she's been in this society, so she has to be. And it's really sad because once you've been harmed by it, other whether or not the next guy who harms you in that same way believes those things, he still gets to benefit off that wound. And that's what we see with these men, is they will use it against you.
And it's the weaponizing of, like, there are enough, because of this access to information that guys have now, they're able to find out, I think, things that were probably only known about these insecure, like, at least less well-known insecurities, or things that that were probably only said to other women or other men that they trust that wouldn't be. And so they know about certain things. I've gen like, as someone who's had women that were my friends in college that have asked me, is this, and that this is, I'm quote, I don't know if I would say that, is this too slutty to wear on a first date? Like, or like, I've had that question asked to me
You're
before.
like,
And
what
it
does that mean?
I, or like, is this top too slutty for to
Yeah,
wear, or
sure.
something? And the wildest thing is, almost every time I've ever been at, and this is like 20 years ago, no one's asked me recently, is this too slutty for me to wear to work, John? That's not my name, but
I'm like, wait. My first question is, why are they calling you John?
John, I know. But like, in at the time too, none of them were even that revealing. And this is, I mean, obviously it was longer, it was a different era, but like but it's all because of that fear of women being told, it goes back to school, even school codes
Yeah.
of, you can't show your shoulders, you can't show this, you can't wear this to work, when there's none of those same rules for men in those exact same environments. And so that question is always there, it's picked upon. And so it's like, all right, if I can make you feel bad about this, and that's just one of the many examples, obviously, of this, that
Right.
he brings up here, but if I can pick at this one thing that maybe you said, then maybe she'll go home and be like, I told you I shouldn't have wore this top, or I should,
It's so disturbing too, though, because like, and I've definitely been privy to conversations like that back in the day, before I unpacked that shit. But it's like, the underlying message there is so scary because it's like, oh, if I wear a top that's too low cut, I'll be sending the wrong message. But usually it's more so I'll be inviting something to happen and then I'll lose control of the situation. And then what, you'll have to do something, or if something bad happens, it's your fault. Like it puts all of the responsibility on the woman, as if ever in the history of the world has any cut of any top been the reason for something bad happening. Like, any woman should be able to run down the street naked and have nothing happen to them.
And it's a warranted fear, because courts have literally ruled on that. Like, legally, men have gotten off for heinous shit for that exact reason. And it's infuriating, right? And it's the whole idea of, you know, like you said, she should be running down the street naked. She could be making out with you. She could have her clothes off. And if she says no, or if she said, if she did not explicitly, I don't care if it ruins the mood, right?
Yeah,
or you're worried about that.
That's
Who cares?
So dumb. When people say that, I'm like, so what we're talking about, sorry, we're having a conversation in our own heads because we know what we're talking about. What we're talking about is there is an excuse that men give often online about, and I've critiqued a video about this, but so I've at length talked about this. Of men being like, it ruins the mood to ask for consent. Like, shall I sacrifice all of the chemistry and the subtlety of this romantic moment? And I'm like, yeah, because what's the alternative? That you don't? And she's not, she doesn't want that? Like, it's, that one's a doozy. Yeah, you should ask for consent. And if it's consensual, then it won't be a problem. Like, it goes like this. Do you want to? Yes, I do. Oh, my God. 10 seconds. Not even. God. Yeah. I was like, are you insane? Are you asking me which I think is more of a problem? Yeah, I would rather you 99 times maybe dampen whatever sweet ass charisma, like whatever Rico Suave shit you've got going on. I'm sure women are swooning at your every breath and word. I would rather you dampen the moment just a little bit than the 1 out of 100 that maybe she didn't really want to go that far and she tells you no. 1 in a million times. Like,
because look at
time.
The two worst case scenarios is you are with someone who did not want you to ask that, who she wanted you and she's mad at you. And the other worst case scenario is that you literally assault somebody, that you quite literally ruin
someone's
life. How is it even a question?
How are you weighing that out? Well, one impacts me. Because that really is what it is. One makes, like, I might, you know, ruin someone's life and essay them, but I could also ruin the moment for me. I don't want to look stupid asking.
I did pay for her dinner.
Yeah, I spent $100. It is also like, I am sure there are some women somewhere that, because, like, there's that old misogynistic, like, I think it's based in misogyny, but the whole, don't ask to kiss someone thing where they're like, I just want to be kissed or whatever. And it's like, are there women somewhere, that maybe think that way? Sure. That doesn't mean the person is that way. And also, who cares? That's not, it's about you. It's about you getting consent. So even if she has a bad reaction to that, you could then choose to not want to be with her if she has a bad reaction. Maybe that's not someone you want to be with. If someone is disgusted by consent, maybe you don't want to date that person and that would be fine. But this imaginary possible person in your own fantasy is not more important than the real person in front of you, the actual human being. Like, it's, I could not, I was, and this was a guy trying to come off kind of sexy. You know how they'll do those videos where like, I'm just talking about a woman's issue, but don't mind me looking really hot right now. Yeah. You're just like, sorry, as a gay woman, those videos really make me ill. Like the ones where they're like, women should have rights. And they're like, you're like, ew, bro, put a shirt on. Like, I'm
that's usually when I can, and not always, there are exceptions to this, not all men again. But when it is a guy theoretically saying more feminist stuff, but they're doing it in a really
sexy
kind of like thirst trappy way.
Pass.
Like I said, the red flags do, like, okay, it feels like you're using this to manipulate then, as opposed to just saying it. Right.
Well, that's
If
the
they're
thing is like he's sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. He in the case of the video that I'm talking about, he was using sex appeal and being sexy as an excuse for not getting consent. That's disgusting. Like that was his argument. And not only was that his argument, but the way he was presenting his argument was like, hey, like I really like to be good with women. I like them to have a good time. I want them to be totally swooning over how amazing I am. And I just don't want to ruin that moment with a little consensual question. Consent question. You know, it's like, are you trying to be sexy to me right now, trying to argue not getting consent? Because I don't find that attractive at all. Well, I don't. I'm gay, but like, I don't think most women are swooning at this conversation. It was so bizarre. It was so weird. How did we even, what were we talking about? How
I
did
don't
we
know.
Get here? I'm sorry.
I think this video just upset both of us because it
we're just ranting.
It's, I think literally this video is, we talk about a lot of these, you know, we critique a lot of these guys giving the advice. This video is the product of that advice.
Yes, 100%.
It's the real world damage.
And implicating.
Because people say like, oh, that's not, like, I think it's a very easy excuse to pretend like the damage we talk about is not happening. Right, that the advice these men are giving is not being implemented in the real world, and then you see stuff like this. Assuming once again it's real, it doesn't matter because it there are real situations that were not recorded, countless of them, as a result of it. I think it's making us go off on all these kind of tangents because it's like, oh my god, we're thinking of every single video we've seen of these guys, and we're thinking of more heinous shit that they've also said that is that. Fortunately for her in this situation, for at least for us watching it, that it didn't go that far, but that is there, that is happening, and it is real world.
I think it's important to see this is also what happens to the men who follow this advice, and then it doesn't work in practice because guess what? This shit doesn't work. You don't get girls by being demeaning and by being controlling and by being borderline abusive on the first date.
But the guy in the video said this works.
Alpha Dom said it works.
Alpha Dom said this worked for, and if it worked for Alpha Dom, I'm better looking than him.
But there is real life threats here because he shuts her door. She's trying to get out of the car and he refuses to let her. He slams the door shut because the thing that they've been told over and over and over and over works doesn't work. And it doesn't work when they're in close proximity with a woman. And who do they take out their anger and frustration on? Because it can't be these dating coaches. It can't be them and the thousands of dollars they've spent collectively on these dating coaches. They can't be the idiots. You know, they can't be fooled by this. So who's the problem? The woman. And who gets all the anger and the rage, and who ends up being the victim of that? Women, because that shit doesn't work and they're entitled to think it does. And so when they don't, they punish the women who are present. And that's what we're seeing here. And that's why it's scary, aside from just these men are using these tactics. Yeah, and that sucks. And that's scary to be around. But more so than that, it's scary to be around the men when it doesn't work.
And unfortunately, the lesson this guy probably walked away with is that he just wasn't like dominant enough.
He should have locked the door.
He should have done way more than that. He should have sped. Maybe he should have yelled. Maybe should have, and that's because that's what they do, and they build on the insecurity of these guys, and instead of saying, hey, maybe you should just not do that, they're gonna think, oh, okay, well, I need to do twice as much of that.
Do more.
Oh, you know what? I should have done it at dinner, because she wouldn't have done that if I hadn't paid yet. That's what it is. If I was in the restaurant, she wouldn't make a scene.
Right. It's really it. And so these things are serious. And to your point, we're actually now seeing the effects of that. And we do see, like, I think this will be my final thought. I think there's a misconception that there's a rise in things or like it's worse now. But in reality, I think a lot of what we're seeing with these horrific interactions with men and women is they're being filmed. We didn't have access to these things happening. They were happening. We just weren't seeing them. And so, like, we're just now seeing the implications because we're in an age where it can be filmed. And people know now, if I'm in danger, I should film because the courts don't believe women. So at least maybe even with a tape. I mean, there's just a story of a woman who was in the military and she caught her assault on tape. They threw it out, and now legal action is being taken against her for recording without consent. That's a true thing that is happening. She's being in trouble for recording her assault, and not the person who assaulted her is not. So, anyways, that was a horrific little thing to drop. But my point is, it's being recorded more now. We're actually seeing it now. Whereas before we could hypothesize how this was going, I'm sure there's thousands of women who have suffered at the hands of these men who act this way. But now we're actually able to witness the ill effects of thinking like that and treating women like that. And it is very scary, and we need to be aware of it. And I think if we can recognize these behaviors, the earlier we can see what type of men we're dealing with, the earlier we can get away from them and hopefully protect ourselves, because this is scary.
And she handled it great. Like she was she I think this is a really good like example of what you immediately respond to it. Don't let it go back, because then if you wait till he finishes his 10-minute rant, then he can gaslight you. Then we move into that part, because I didn't say that. I didn't say I wanted to control
Because it
you.
was 10 minutes ago.
And she's like, well, oh, well, I think you said, no, you said I was yours. She's like, I didn't. I said that we were together on this date, and that's exactly the when a recording comes in handy. But that's the whole thing. You call it out, and honestly, if you can safely do so, remove yourself from that situation. Do not let them coerce you into an even worse situation.
Call someone on the
Call
phone,
someone.
FaceTime someone, whatever it takes. I definitely think recording people has a very strong effect. I'm sure, not in every situation, but people don't like being recorded, and people change their behavior when they're recorded. But I think, yeah, I think we need to start taking this more seriously. I know we do, but a lot of people think it's funny or joke around about these dating coaches and the crazy stuff they say, or this type of mentality, because they're like, oh, because it's, this guy is unhinged. Like, he's clearly, there's stuff that you could be like, oh, that's kind of funny that he thinks, oh, he should be in charge of the date. But when you look at it gets very scary very fast, and these men are capable of bad things. And so we need to take it seriously. We need to aggressively, even if it's your friend, if it's your what coworker, if it's your whoever, if they're saying these misogynistic things, we need to call that out, because we don't want it to get to the point, to the point that the person who's dealing with it is a woman in a car.
And I guess my final thought on this too is that if you are a man and you consider yourself to be a good man, you also need to call out this bullshit when you see it in real life. When you see them saying this stuff, you need to say, that's not okay. What the fuck is wrong with you? You don't have to even be aggressive, but call them out on how stupid it is, right? On how it does not work. It's offensive, it's violent, it's problematic, and how there's a reason, that's the reason why your friend is alone, right? And you make fun of them, honestly, if you're comfortable enough, do it, because it is upset. The reason like you just said, we laugh at this stuff online about these dating coaches is because it is absurd. It should be made fun of, right? And if you aren't calling out the men in your life, then you're not a good guy, regardless of if you believe in it, regardless if you're not doing those things to the people you're dating, if you're letting the guys you know do those things and haven't made them uncomfortable to be around you saying those things, then you are just as big a part of the problem.
Yes, Jessica, I agree.
I've
Call
been
it
on,
out.
I've been very ranty this episode,
We're
but
ranting, we're raving, we're mad, but we're also the people that these people don't want to be around. So be
No.
the people these people don't want to see coming. All right, friends, that's it for this episode. We hope you have enjoyed. As you know, we do the pre-show, speaking of ranting, every week. So if you want to see that, make sure to join the Patreon. Other than that, check our socials out.
I guess so.
I guess
Just pick me in a
so.
man hater. We'll see you.
That's.
We'll see you on the webs.
See you next time. Bye.
Bye. Love you.
There it is.